Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood, NorwoodAnalytics.com. Check that out when you get a chance.
Yep,
Sam's a dozen-year member of our brain trust and couldn't do without him. And one of the themes that we've been debating, he and I have had a couple of great debates so far, and we're getting ready to have another one, and that is this disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. We talked about it in the first segment. We brought it into the economy in the second segment. Now in this segment, Sam, you've got a perspective that you want to share with us of a real-life CEO, don't you?
Well, I've been one.
Yep.
And I was CEO of a company traded on the New York Stock Exchange, and enjoyed that. And I've been with all the pressures of dealing with the stock market and security analysts and providing information and abiding by the rules that it's got to be fair and broad based communication. So I've been there, done that, and here what I'll describe some of the pressures on a CEO of a public company, and then tell you how we cope with that. The CEO is under a lot of pressure for guidance as to where the company's going. So if one is always tempted to be more optimistic than might be realistic, those who are not realistic and tend to cave to the optimistic temptation get themselves into real big trouble and feel like they've got to deliver what they have said that they can do, even though what they said they could do may not have been realistic, or maybe something has come up that has caused a reason that they're going to miss their earnings. So there's a lot of pressure.
The problem, though, Sam.
Yep.
Here's where my problem is as a Main Street guy. We track quarterly,
yep.
But we don't live and die by the quarter. We live
right.
and die by long term planning, and the quarter is just an interim waypoint.
Well,
on Wall Street, the quarter is you live and die by the quarter. And if you have a bad quarter, the first thing people think about is what do we cut? How do we fix this? What do we cut? On Main Street, when we have a bad quarter, we say why didn't we sell something?
There's more of the latter in a public company than you might think. Here's what we do as CEOs. First, there are those who don't have the self-confidence to be able to communicate and say, here's where we missed it. But the other thing is that some people misunderstand how they are being evaluated. I'll give you an example. I was with a company, not the CEO, but in a high financial function with a public company traded on the New York Exchange, and the CEO was always concerned about earnings per share. We've got to give the earnings per share, earnings per share, earnings per share. And we were accumulating business situations that were, as you might describe, that were problematic, and we did not have the courage or the gumption to take the hits and move on. Getting, let's say,
more long term.
Mm-hmm. And finally, we had a meeting with the board and with the CEO, and we discussed separate. We separated our businesses into two categories: the keepers, the long term great ones, and the ones that we're spending all our time with, which were problematic. And we decided to sever the problematic ones, and we took a major hit to the earnings.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did that, the stock moved up like a shot.
Yeah.
And here's why. Wall Street rewards smart CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
They reward smart actions by CEOs.
But, Sam, what would have happened? I only got a minute left. What would have happened if you said, okay, guys, we're keeping these companies, but we're gonna take that same money that we took the hit on but getting rid of them, we're going to take that same money and we're going to invest in a new strategy, new marketing, new sales strategy, and we're going to turn these around in 3 years. Would they have called that courage?
They would have called it courage, but dumb.
Yeah, they wouldn't have done it. even if you could have pulled that off, they still wouldn't have liked it.
I'll leave you with a little bit of philosophy, and that is the highest rewards come from encouraging and growing the strong parts rather than in the allocation of time trying to overcome weaknesses.
And that's a good lesson for small business. I don't deny that at all. Hey, Sam, I've enjoyed our debate today. Let's do this again.
Okay.
Next time, quick break. Got to go for this hour. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I told you we'd get smarter when Sam joined us, and so we did. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. But in the meantime, let me remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.